Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween! Guys, it's Halloween. It's not literally Halloween, like when you're listening to this, but it is Halloween, I would say.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, hope you're living your best spooky lives out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The best time of the year, obviously, but I don't know. There's not
truly, much more to say about it. I'm excited. I hope I get some little trick-or-treaters.
I know.
I always do. So, you know, I mean, Eddie Munson for Halloween. Because by this time it will have already passed. So yeah. The secret's up.
I don't have a costume.
Well, that's really lame.
I know, it is.
That's lame. Giving you're really 26 years old and an adult if you don't have
I know, because I'm not doing anything
for Halloween. No, I know.
I don't have a costume.
I know. See, the thing is that I actually, like, Eddie Munson is kind of it's just a costume that I already have, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because I have his, like, shirt. But I actually wanted to be Pearl from the movie Pearl, if anybody knows about that movie. And I still have the costume, like, in my Amazon cart, but I'm not doing anything either. So I was like, I should just not spend money if I'm not gonna, like, step out of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But it is fun to dress up, even if you're not going anywhere.
No, it's very true. But that's why I'm just gonna be Eddie, like, instead of spending more money, you know?
Yeah, I might wear some of the stuff I had last year, because last year I was Raven.
Yeah.
From Teen Titans.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
I did have some little intro topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. So my past week has been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
A lot has gone on. So last week, like in the beginning of the week, I got a text message halfway through the day from Garrett, cause he was at the house and I wasn't. And he says, "There's a snake in the house."
I'm like, a snake in your house. First of all, that's literally one of my biggest fears, is a snake in a house. It has happened to me once before when I was a kid, but it's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what's even more horrifying is that, like, we closed up the hole that we think it came in from, but, like, it could still be in the house somewhere.
Oh,
like,
no.
We don't know. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to hope, pray, and manifest that it's out of the house.
Yeah. No, I really think, like, there's a good chance it got out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God, I hope so.
So that's that. But it's, yeah.
That alone just sent absolute shivers down my spine. I'm not even kidding. Like, I took, like, the biggest chill.
Yeah, and my dad came over to help, like, try to get it. And they were, like, in the crawl space and they saw that it was, like, making a nest in the insulation or something.
I'm going to vomit, Savannah.
And they saw a snake and a baby snake.
Oh, my God. Savannah, this is, like, really a black one. Stressing me out.
Like, good thing is, it, like, will get rid of the mice, because we did have a mouse before, too.
Yeah, so. You did have a mouse. Personally, I would rather have a mouse than a snake. I'd actually rather have neither, but...
Yeah, no, me too.
Oh, God, that's, like, the spookiest, like, Halloween thing that could possibly be happening to you, like, inside your new house, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Ooh, okay, I don't like it, I don't like it at all, but, you know, at least he's gone, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why we, like, immediately were like, we should get a cat, because then it can scare away the snakes and the mice.
Exactly.
And then we won't have to worry about
it. It's a win-win-win, because then you also get a best friend.
Uh-huh.
And a new podcast assistant. So,
yeah.
Future new podcast assistant coming soon, maybe, possibly?
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, but that's, like, sort of the downside of living with my backyard, sort of, like, the woods. So that's why little creatures will come into my house.
Oh,
and it's like it's an old house, so it has like little tiny holes where they like to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to go around and like find them and cover them up.
Yeah, definitely. So, oh, Lord. The struggles of being an adult, honestly.
I know. And then the same week, like a day later after this snake fiasco, our microwave stopped working.
Okay, honestly, that's crazy, because I don't think I've ever seen a microwave stop working in my whole life.
Oh, really? My parents' microwave stopped working, too.
What?
Like, a few months ago, no. and they had to fix it.
Maybe I mean, I just it, never noticed. It happens. Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe you.
But yeah, my dad, like, he went to school for engineering, so he, like, knows how to do all that stuff. So he took it down and started messing with it, and he has it at his house right now. And he's been kind of working on it, but he's like, yeah, I think it might be out of luck. Like, oh, I might need to get a new microwave.
Yikes, that's a big L. But, you know, if that's the, if I had to pick an appliance to replace, it would be the microwave.
No, definitely, because it's, like, the cheapest, probably. Yeah. So it's fine. And now I get to pick my own, I guess.
True, it'll be cute. Yeah. You better get a cute one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one last thing is that it was my birthday over the weekend.
Yes, over the weekend. I mean, you know. Y'all have been listening. I think we've talked about Savannah's birthday probably on the last three episodes.
But, maybe.
Here we are again talking about Savannah's birthday. That was the funnest day.
It was. It was so fun. Yeah, so Taylor came and picked me up, and we went to Kerner's Folly, which I covered in an earlier episode.
It's episode 61. I already checked.
Oh, okay. And we took some videos. I'm going to try to put together a little vlog.
Yes. Honestly, guys, that place was so creepy. Like, you'll hear more about it in the vlog, but, I mean, nothing happened to us while we were there, but it was creepy vibes.
Yeah, but it was cool, too. I don't know.
It was definitely the coolest house I've ever stepped foot in.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was a really cool house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we also saw My Policeman.
Oh. And I'm unwell. It's been, like, a week, and I'm still unwell.
I know.
Oh, please go see it. If you like hairstyles, go see it. If you don't like hairstyles, still go see it.
Yeah. But it's also, like, definitely rated R, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're young, definitely don't. If you're, like, under 18,
it's a no-go. Well, I mean, yeah. Go at your own risk. But it is, it's really good. It's good.
So good.
I'm gonna have to watch it again when it comes out on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And then I had a good little fancy dinner for my birthday.
Love that.
So, that was nice.
Love that.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Amazing. It really was.
A good day to end a awful week.
Yeah,
of, like, facts. Random adult fails.
But you know what? At least you had a good birthday. Normally, I don't have a good birthday.
No, honestly, me too. Yeah. So, this was good.
It was a win. Mm-hmm. 26 for the win!
Yes.
Wow.
Do you have anything you want to update on this week?
I have... Well, no. I suppose I don't have anything, so I hope your story is spooky for this Halloween episode. I'm so excited to figure out what it is.
Okay, well, yes, it is a little bit.
Yay.
It has a Halloween sort of vibe to it.
We love it.
It's The Headless Horseman.
Ooh, that's very much so giving Halloween.
So, The Headless Horseman is, like, a mythical figure who has appeared in folklore around the world, actually, since the Middle Ages, and is usually seen as a rider on horseback, missing his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, just what it sounds like. In some legends, he's carrying his head, and in some, he's, like, missing his head and is just looking for it. And he usually is seeking revenge. Because his head was unfairly taken from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, I would probably seek revenge too.
Yeah, honestly. There are, like, a few throughout, like, different cultures, that I'm going to be talking about. So, some examples, in, like, different legends throughout the world, the Dullahan from Ireland, it's sort of like a demonic fairy type thing. I guess in Ireland, they talk a lot about fae.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's depicted as, like, a horse or a guy riding a horse carrying his head under his arm. And there is the, there's, like, the legend of Sleepy Hollow, of course, by Washington Irving. And, you know, this has been adapted into several other works of literature and films, like Disney's The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Oh, yes.
And Tim Burton's film Sleepy Hollow. Have you seen any of those?
I've seen Sleepy Hollow, by, what's his name? What'd you just say?
Tim Burton.
Yeah, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the one. I think I've seen, I might have seen another one, but I'm not sure. But I've definitely seen Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. I've seen, like, there's definitely a cartoon one.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I hate to be that person, but there's definitely a Headless Horseman Scooby-Doo episode.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
There definitely is. I don't remember what it's called.
But. Yeah, there definitely is. So let's go through these legends a little bit more detail. So first I have the American one, the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And this is the one I thought of first, obviously.
Yeah, it's
actually considered one of America's, like, first ghost stories, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty old. It takes place in Sleepy Hollow, New York, during the Revolutionary War.
Mm.
So, I never really even knew some of these details.
Me neither.
You know, I just can picture the Headless Horseman, but, yeah, like, not really. So traditional folklore says that he was a Hessian trooper, and I was like, what is that, you know?
I was like, gonna say, I literally had no clue.
Yeah. So Hessian troops were German soldiers that served as, like, auxiliaries to the British Army during the Revolutionary War.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they were on the British side in the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's what they say he was. And they say that he was killed during the Battle of the White Plains on the 28th of October in 1776.
Oh, 1776. Nice.
Yeah. And they say he was decapitated by an American cannonball.
Wow, that is a way to go.
Yeah. Haven't I talked about before, like, somebody losing their head to a cannonball?
I think so.
I feel like I definitely did.
Yeah, that's somebody one way else. I would not want to have to go out, honestly.
Yeah. No, there's definitely another story. I don't remember which one it is. Somebody out there remembers.
Yeah, and it ain't me.
Yeah. Okay, so he was decapitated, and his comrades carried his body away and buried him in the cemetery of the Old Dutch Church of Sleepy Hollow. And he rose up as a ghost, an angry ghost, and is, like, angrily looking for his lost head.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and since he died near Halloween, he died on the 28th of October, he has a jack-o'-lantern as a replacement head, temporarily.
Oh, I see where it comes from. I love that. I love that. I've always wanted to, like, this is off topic, but I've always wanted to take, like, a photo shoot with, like, with you carving out the pumpkin head, but then you put it on your head.
I know.
But I also think that's disgusting, so that's why I haven't done it.
Well, you can do it with the plastic ones, though.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway. That would be fun. So, some stories say that he rides on Halloween. So, mm-hmm. You know, a few days after he died. So, yeah. I guess if you're out in Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, y'all need to be on the lookout.
Yeah, take a look for him. There's also another American version that is set in Texas.
Yeehaw, good doggy.
That I never even knew about.
Me neither. I've never heard of one from Texas.
Yeah. It's El Muerto. And this is the Headless Horseman. It's a book by Mayne Reid. And it was first published in 1865. So this horseman was an actual person. And he was an outlaw named Vidal, and he was wanted dead or alive.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, and he was caught by some rangers, and he was actually caught by this one ranger that was nicknamed Bigfoot.
Wow. Shout out Bigfoot.
Yeah, and then they say he was beheaded.
Snap. So. Wow.
So, yeah, and after his death, people saw his ghost riding around with no head.
Wow. That's rough, so, man. That is rough.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, like, would you rather go by, like, a cannonball hitting your head or, like, getting beheaded? Like,
okay.
By, like, a sword or something?
I'm going to have to go cannonball, probably, because it might be quicker.
Yeah. I don't know. What's another way people beheaded? Like,
I don't really know. Is there?
You don't really.
Well, like, you could, like, clothesline yourself if it was, like, a fishing line or something, you know?
Yeah. Or the guillotine.
Oh, yeah, the guillotine. Yeah. That's, ooh, you know, I couldn't do the guillotine, honestly. Honestly, this is disgusting to even think about right now. But, like, sometimes the guillotine didn't do it all the way. Especially if it hadn't been, like, cleaned and stuff. Like, after uses, like, because most times they wouldn't do it. Ew, disgusting. But, yeah, so I don't think I would do that. I'm going cannonball is the final answer.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like that's the fastest.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
You just see it coming, and then you're gone.
Then you're gone. Boom. Boom, bam, slam, it's done.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the next one I have, we're going to move to Ireland. So, the Irish folklore for Headless Horseman is the Dullahan, like I said before. And that translates to the Dark Man.
Spooky.
So, this is a headless, demonic fairy. Because, like, you know, as I said before, the Irish love their fairies. Or,
they do.
I mean, I guess they don't love them. You know, because...
Yeah, they just have a lot of stories about them.
Yeah. And this gets kind of crazy. He has a whip made from a human spine.
You know what? I've heard about that one, but that is insane.
Have you really?
Yeah. Specifically about the whip. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. Like, that's horrifying.
Yeah, like, this one might be the most intense. When he like, is always riding his horse, right? And then when he stops riding, a death occurs.
Oh, my God. That's scary. I'd be like, boy, you better keep on going if he was near me.
Right, exactly. He actually will call out a name, and the named person will die immediately.
Oh, Lord. That's so scary.
Yeah. So I guess don't do anything to piss him off.
Never. Please just be nice to him over there in Ireland.
Yeah. And then there's another version where he is the headless driver of a black carriage called the Death Coach.
Yeah, that one I've covered on this podcast before.
Okay. Maybe I do remember that.
Yeah, I can't remember which episode it is. I was going to say it later in the story that I've covered, like, one of them, I think it is it in England? Where is it? Don't know. You'll tell us. But I've covered one before.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I actually don't have an English one.
Wait, where is this one?
This one's Irish.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Irish. You know, honestly, guys, we're nearing 100. And so these stories are getting lost in my memories.
I know.
But I know I've covered this one before. So we love this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next one, I have another one. To go on to. I just did a little bit of that. We can go back and look for that, and you might have went in more depth. The next one I have is Scottish.
Ooh.
And it is a man named Eowyn. He was decapitated in a clan battle on the Isle of Mull.
Oh.
And both he and his horse are headless.
So oh, no. Okay. Yeah. See, listen, I didn't have a problem when it was just the man that didn't have the head, but the horse that doesn't have the head. Why did they need to decapitate the horse?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. this story is kind of crazy, though. Let me take you through it. So the story goes that he took a walk through the woods, like, the evening before a battle. And he ran into a woman washing clothes in the stream. And the clothes were clean, but they actually ran red with blood when they were getting washed.
Oh.
Yeah. So, from that, you can see that she is obviously, like, magic.
Yes.
is what you get from that.
Yeah.
And, see, this is where it gets weird. I'm gonna just mention this real fast. So, in the story, it says that she has... she has large sagging breasts.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So this man, he's walking through the woods. He goes up to her. And see, I don't. Listen, I'm just telling the story. So he
Okay.
goes up to her and starts suckling on her.
Excuse me, what?
I know. I'm like, what is the story?
That is wild.
Yeah, I had to include it though.
Yeah, you did.
But anyway, so he does this and he says, "I'm your firstborn."
Excuse me.
And I'm like, I don't really understand what is
This
happening right
man
now.
has mommy issues real bad, guys.
Yeah, basically. So she grants him one wish
Oh,
because
okay.
of all this, which is like, I mean, I would just be like, this is assault, but you know.
Right. I mean, maybe she was like, this is the quickest way I can get out of here.
Right. So yeah, she grants him a wish, and he wishes to know what will happen in the battle the next day.
Okay.
And she says, "If you are served butter with your porridge without asking for it, then you will be victorious."
Oh, very specific. I love it.
Yeah, but he curses at her because he's like, "I don't like that answer. Like,
Well,
that's not. I
why
just
not?
wanted to know if I actually will be victorious or not. Like, why are you being weird about it?"
Well,
You
first of
know?
all, how does he even know how it works? He doesn't. Also
I mean, true.
ungrateful
That's true.
after the literal assault he just did.
Yeah. So yeah, he like curses at her and like runs away, and obviously you shouldn't be doing that to a magic person,
No,
you know?
most definitely not.
'Cause they're gonna
That's
curse you or something,
so
right?
stupid. Yeah.
Like, just be grateful and walk away. But he was not. So anyways, he goes to sleep, wakes up, and it's breakfast time. So here it is. Is he gonna win or not? So he served his breakfast and does not get the butter.
Good, he shouldn't win.
He does not get the butter with his porridge, and he yells at his servants for not bringing him butter.
Well, that doesn't work, buddy,
Yeah,
old pal.
it doesn't. So he goes into battle and meets an untimely death when his head is cut off.
This one I don't feel too bad for.
Yeah, honestly. So him and his crew lose the battle, and from that day on, people have said that whenever a member of his family, because I mean, I didn't mention this before, but it was basically the battle was between his family and another dueling family. So yeah, whenever a member of his family dies in the presence of the Headless Horseman, oh no, the presence of the Headless Horseman is felt and hooves are heard.
Oh, okay.
So they can
Creepy.
hear him coming. They're like, "Oh, he's here." And
Creepy.
then some also say that Eowyn the Headless, he rides out to harvest the souls of like the opposing family.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
That's
a
good.
little bit evil there.
Yeah, he's very much so evil.
Right. But it's like, I mean, he's like mean in life and death.
Yeah, like, boy, did you not learn the first time?
Right, exactly. Like you don't need to be doing this.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Okay, so I have one more. So this is the German folklore that I found.
Oh, okay.
So this comes from Rhineland, you know, wherever that is.
Yeah.
This is a headless horseman that kills people by touching them,
Oh,
actually.
the cheese touch, if you will.
Yeah, really. So there is this man named Dietrich von Holfenfels.
Listen, that sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, Dietrich, he led 9 men who were robber knights, you know, as you are. And they headquartered at a castle. So I guess that's just where they lived. And they were captured because, you know, they're robbers. And the leader, Dietrich, he asked for them to be spared and he would die in their place.
Oh,
So
wow.
he was beheaded and then the other men got to escape.
That's awfully nice of him, I guess.
Yeah, so and then it's said that he still roams the castle to this day headless.
Wow. You know, that one's kind of sad.
Yeah, but also I do have a little bit more to add to this story because it's probably all fake.
Oh, snap.
Because the real story, he's the one who escapes and the rest of the men are hanged.
Oh, okay.
So it
Interesting.
turns into like, it's like he's such a great guy. He's like, sacrificing himself. No, he actually ran away.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I had hope for him for one second.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Unfortunately. Also, there is another version of this story where they are pirates.
Okay, this
So,
is the one I love.
just figured I'd mention that.
Yeah, you had to.
But, the same thing happens, but they're just pirates, not robbers.
Yeah.
I
Love
mean,
that.
pirates are robbers, but,
Yeah, but like on the sea.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's the Headless Horseman throughout the world a little
Wow.
bit.
I love that. Also hate that mostly because if you really think about it, if I saw like in real life, if I saw a horse with a man on it without a head, I would probably think it was fake.
I mean, yeah,
But
maybe.
what if it was real? Like, what if it really is real? That's actually horrifying. That would probably be like one of the scariest ghost encounters,
See, if
in my
it's real,
opinion.
do you see all of the like the guts inside or
I don't know. I
or
don't
is it
know.
just like not as gross 'cause it's a ghost?
See, that's what I don't know. I have no idea. I kind of feel like, no, I don't even want to get too gory with it, but like I don't know. I feel like it probably wouldn't be that nasty looking. I would at least hope not. But I
Yeah,
don't really
like I
know.
imagine it as not.
Yeah. I mean, me too. Kind of hoping he would have a pumpkin head, but if I saw the pumpkin head one, I really wouldn't believe it was real, 'cause
Yeah, like that's just Halloween
that's
vibes,
Halloween. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I you might catch me wearing that next week. So, but wow, love that story. Well, those stories. The Headless Horseman is such a classic, honestly. We love it. So I guess moving along here, we can get to my story for this week. So I am doing the legend of the Crescent Hotel. Dun dun
Ooh,
dun.
okay.
So this is, and I know we say this a lot, but this is quote unquote America's most haunted hotel.
Okay. See, they all claim it. Like, what?
They do. They do.
Oh, no.
So, you know, who's to say really? But
It could be. It could be.
could be. Who knows? We'll see. So, setting the scene, we are in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and we're in the Ozarks, baby. Like, you know, we're surrounded by these beautiful trees. So
Okay.
that's cool. So let me first, before we get too much into the story, let me get into some of the history, 'cause you know, it's kind of had a long history. So the Crescent Hotel was built in 1886, and when it was first built, it was a resort for like extremely rich and famous, like high status only people. AKA, me and Savannah are not getting in there.
We might one day. You never
one
know.
day, I just mean currently.
True.
But tragically, its fame and elegance and bouginess, you know, it didn't last that long. And it quickly became unmanageable and it kind of fell into disrepair. So that it didn't really last too long, honestly. So it closed down and reopened again in 1908. And when it reopened, it was now the Crescent College and Conservatory for Young Women, which was basically a school for women. So, you know, that's cool. And it was a school for like almost like 20 years or whatever. And then that institution eventually closed down and in 1924. And then 6 years later, in 1930, it opened again as like a junior college. So it goes from like this very bougie hotel to like some schools. And then in 1934, it goes back to a hotel. So that's like super weird, you know? But that's not the only things that it's turned into. That's just up until this point. So it's 1934 in this part of the story, right? And the Crescent has now reopened as a hotel for the first time since its, you know, beginning. So, moving on to 1937. Okay, there's this man, and his name is Norman G. Baker. He bought the Crescent Hotel and decided that he didn't want it to be a hotel anymore. He wanted it to be a hospital and a health resort. So he wanted to, like, you know, take the bouginess, take the, like, elegance, but also, like, make it a hospital.
Okay.
And so Baker, he was, like, this millionaire investor guy and also radio personality. But most of all, he was a con man. yeah, he can literally convince people to do anything that he told them. He just be one of those people, you know.
So is this hospital just going to be like a con hospital?
Well, so we'll get there. So before this man bought the Crescent, he had a past. So let me just go ahead and tell you a little bit about the past. So before he moved to Arkansas, he actually had a medical practice in Iowa. And he told people that he was a doctor, went about as a doctor. But this man was not a doctor. He had literally not even 1 minute of medical training. Zero.
Oh, what?
But people believed him. I mean, like, it was back in the day.
See, like, that's what I like about today's day and age, where, like, you can just look things up online, you know?
Exactly.
And, like, figure out if people are lying way easier than you could back then. It's, like, it was so easy to get scammed, I feel like.
It really truly was. So, you know, I do feel safer today in that aspect, at least. Because, I mean, I can't lie, though. There are stories where people get away with it still today. Like, faking being a doctor. But yeah.
I mean, that's just when people don't check, though. And it's, like, it's so easy to check.
That's right? So true. Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is. So, yeah, you know, he's not off to a good start. So, but not only is he working at this hospital in Iowa while not being a doctor at all, he was also organizing, like, frequent attacks on organized medicine groups in Iowa. And honestly, he was just, like, a little crazy. Like, let me see here. I lost my spot. Okay, so I couldn't really find what it meant when it's saying, like, he was, you know, doing these attacks on organized medicine. Like, I think protesting, but probably, like, a little bit violently against some of them. I don't really know.
But, yeah, that sounds, like, interesting. Like, I don't really understand.
Yeah, and I don't know why he was doing that, considering the fact that he wasn't a doctor, because of these attacks that he was, like, throwing, that's how he got caught for not being, like, a trained doctor.
Wow.
So, yeah, he was basically run out of Iowa, and that's what led him to the Crescent Hotel in Arkansas. Because he literally had to leave the state, because everybody knew he wasn't a doctor in Iowa, but they had no idea who he was in Arkansas.
Okay. So, but I don't understand why he has to fake being a doctor again.
Like, I think that he just likes it. Like, I think he just wants to be a doctor, like, but doesn't want to do the work.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
I mean, understandable.
I mean, I get it too, but, you know, that's a little dangerous. So, you know, now we're back in Arkansas. He's working at the Crescent with all these other doctors, and everybody just believes him that he's a doctor too. And so it's at the Crescent where he starts claiming that he has discovered a bunch of cures for various sicknesses, okay? And the biggest one that he found the cure for was cancer.
What?
This man is trying to say that he found the cure for cancer. And so his cure for cancer, in case you were wondering, is all you have to do is drink that specific area's natural spring water.
Okay.
And then boom, bam, you're cured, I guess.
You're healed.
Yeah, so obviously he's lying. And he's kind of using this, like, as an excuse to, like, perform weird tests and, like, do weird experiments on his little patients and doing really whatever he wanted to them, torture them if he wanted to. He actually went, after all this was, like, you know, found, they were, like, a bunch of jars of, like, organs and things, like, in his office. So, like, you know, things were bad. He was doing really bad things to these people. But what's worse, not worse, but, like, what's even, it just makes it worse, is that not only were, like, people dying, you know, at this hospital. It's a hospital. Obviously, people are going to die, but also he was doing some stuff. But he wanted the hospital to have a 100% success rate. So.
Okay.
He created.
So he just gave everyone the water?
Yeah, well, he gave everybody the water, but he also created a secret body chute. So where he could just throw the bodies down and it would lead like directly to the basement and then nobody would ever see a dead body. So then, technically, if nobody ever knew about the other dead bodies, technically it would still have 100% success rate, you know? Oh, and like, God. He'd just be like, oh yeah, they were cured. They checked out. Like they're gone. 'Cause they're better. When in reality, they're not better. And so when he would literally throw these bodies down the body chute and it let them pile up on top of each other, and only two other nurses knew. And those two nurses had to go back and forth and try to lift these bodies and, like, go through the secret tunnels down there to, like, dispose of them. And nobody was allowed to know. They couldn't tell anybody because obviously he would get in a lot of trouble. And they were scared of him, as they should be. So,
that's, I don't like that at all.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. So, it's not good. So, yeah, that all started, in 1937, right? So, that's when he bought it and stuff. And by 1940, federal charges were filed against Baker. But actually, not for anything that he was doing at the hospital. It was actually charges of mail fraud. Okay.
What? And this man is doing, like, everything.
Everything.
He's doing mail. What is mail fraud? What is he doing?
Like, I literally don't know what he's doing. But something with the mail. And because of the mail fraud, he spent 4 years in prison. He just, like, a literal menace to society at this point. Like, doing every bad thing he possibly could.
I don't know if I've ever even heard of mail fraud. Like, did he steal someone's mail or
something? Like, I'm thinking, like, he's lying about his, like, address or name or something. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense.
You can go to jail for 4 years for that?
Well, maybe in the 1950s. I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, I have no idea, but. So, after he went to prison, obviously, you know, he lost the hotel. And the hotel was bought by a couple who still owns it today. And tragically, like, the husband of the couple died in a really tragic car accident. But the wife still owns it today and, like, upkeeps it. So, in 2016, the building was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So, now that's kind of, like, the beginning of the story. Like, that's, like, the intro, which was a very long intro to, you know, explain all these little ghosties we got going on in here.
Okay.
So we'll start with room 218. It is apparently haunted by a ghost by the name of Michael. Okay, so Michael apparently was an Irish stonemason who tragically fell to his death out of the window of room 218.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so he fell out of the window and then they went and got his body and put it down the chute.
I think, no, this is when it was a hotel. Not, so that's,
oh,
like,
okay.
So, like, yeah, these, ghosts are gonna be, like, from all of periods of time of this, mm-hmm. Hotel. So, hotel / hospital / school, so there's, like, a lot of ghosts.
So, what is it now?
It's a hotel now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we can go stay here if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creepy. Okay. I don't know if you'll want to after the story, but anyways, so let's see here. So Michael, the ghost of Michael, like in apparition, dark figures, is often seen in room 218. And that is actually the room that he stayed in. So, you know, that's confirmed. So the way he actually died, so he fell out of his window as he was trying to talk to a woman like on the ground. So like somehow he was just like leaning out to talk to her and he literally fell like four stories and like smacked really hard against the pavement and died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was not good. Not good at all. And the hotel kind of want to cover that up. So they actually buried him on the property. You know, this was obviously later found out and he was moved, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe that's probably why he's haunting that. However, you know, in life, Michael was obviously a ladies' man, but, you know, as a ghost, Michael's a little bit disgusting. He likes to touch women. So, you know, that's not good. And it's pretty much only women. And if you, like, are in 218, like, if you're like a woman in 218 staying in that room, that you often like hear, like feel somebody lay next to you, but there's nobody there. And that's supposed to be Michael getting in bed with you.
I really don't like that
one. No. Like, Michael is not good. I'm not here for it. Not here for it at all. So we're going to move on from discussing Michael to a ghost named Theodora, which I love that name so much. Theodora. Sounds so bougie.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is. So little Theodora, she was a cancer patient, so when it was a hospital, and she has been commonly seen fumbling for, like, her keys outside of room 419. So that's, like, her little room that she was in. And if you stay in 419, it's also said that she will, like, tidy up the room for you. Like, organize all your stuff if it's, like, a mess. Which, I mean, that's really helpful. But, you know, don't touch my stuff, Theodora.
Yeah. Yeah, like, imagine, like, putting the little sign on your door saying, don't come in here to, you know, tidy up.
Yeah, and then it's
tidied up. And then it just is anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, I probably wouldn't think that was the ghost, but in this hotel, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on from Theodore, you know, she's just a sweet little helpful ghost. You know, maybe I personally wouldn't want it, but that's pretty helpful. But moving on to the next is a little boy named Brecky. She's never heard that name before, but kind of cute.
Yeah, so, that's probably a nickname for something.
Definitely, but I don't know. What for? So, Brecky, excuse me, Brecky is the ghost of a 4-year-old little boy who tragically died in the hospital from complications of appendicitis.
Oh, no.
So, that's just, like, really sad, and he died, like, when it was a hotel of appendicitis. Oh. So, like, he wasn't even in the hospital. Like, I think they just, like, didn't know. He was like, I have a stomach ache, and they just didn't know, you know, mm-hmm. which is awful. But this little guy has been seen, his physical body has been seen throughout the entire hotel. And very creepily, most of the time, he's seen bouncing a ball. So, you know, that's giving every horror movie I've ever seen. And, like, I don't really think him bouncing a ball is scary, but just, like, the thought of seeing a ghost bouncing a ball is a little scary. Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
Yeah.
So, moving right along to the ghost of Dr. John Fremont Ellis, who is said to be seen in room 212. And it's said that you can smell his cherry pipe tobacco smoke in the room. Which, I mean, that always freaks me out because I have asthma personally, and if I smelled that, I would probably start having an asthma attack just because I can't handle, like, tobacco smoke like that. Yeah. But just, like, just imagine going in here, like, a completely non-smoking hotel, and then you just smell a cigarette, like, as if it was lit in the room.
Mm-hmm. But did you say cherry?
Well, where'd it go? A cherry pipe tobacco. So, like, the cherry pipe, like, cherry wood pipe.
Oh.
But it's, like, okay. Straight up tobacco. But apparently they know that it's a cherry pipe tobacco smoke because, like, that's what he would smoke, Dr. John Fremont Ellis.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. You're not ready for this one. My most favorite ghost of the hotel. His name is Morris, and he is the ghost of the very famous hotel cat.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I know, it's so cute. They actually referred to him, like, when he was alive, as the hotel general manager for 21 years, which is how old he was.
Not the general manager.
He was 21, and he was the general manager of the hotel. It literally hurts me. It hurts me so bad.
I love that.
I know, and he loved the hotel. He would just roam around it. That was his place. And when he died, they buried him on the property, and so he is often seen, felt, and heard all throughout the hotel, and there are no cats there today, so... If you see a cat or feel a cat, it's him. It's Morris. Which is just honestly so cute.
He's just keeping up his duties as manager.
Exactly. He has to keep managing. Like, what? They can't survive without him. I mean, he's Morris. Come on. okay, so those are the main ghosts. However, I do have to say there's probably like 30 more that I could have went into, but like those are just, you know, some of my faves. The hotel is extremely, extremely haunted. I would say probably every single room is haunted. So, you know, there's that. I really feel like we should go here and investigate, like an actual investigation.
I mean, that would be fun. How far do you think, like, how far is that?
You us? Know.
Pretty far.
I have no clue.
No, I mean, it's in the Ozarks, so that's already pretty far from us.
Yeah, I mean, it's in Arkansas, so it's like halfway across the country.
We could do it someday.
Listen, we could do it. But listen, all I gotta say is not only is the building haunted, okay? Because you think I'm done? I'm not done. Okay, so not only is the building haunted, but also the land that the building sits on, too. Okay? Oh my God. It's just like energy all around this little area. Many paranormal investigators and other people like in the business have come to believe that limestone has a like special ability to absorb and release electromagnetic and psychic energies, which like that first of all sounds a little crazy, sounds a little out there. But what's like weird is that we also see this like when we talk about aliens a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, that's true. Yeah, oh my God.
Like a lot of alien activity happens like around like places that are made out of limestone rocks, and like a bunch of scientists are looking into this. There's a whole show that has nothing to do with aliens, even. It's called like Skinwalker Ranch or something like that. But even they talk about how like energetic limestone is compared to like other rocks. So
okay, are you gonna mention aliens now?
I'm not actually gonna. No, I'm not actually. Oh.
Okay.
But like
I was hoping.
Maybe I was hoping too. When I read limestone I said aliens, but tragically no. But like if you think about it, like limestones definitely probably have rocks in general have energy. Like I'm sitting here being like maybe it sounds crazy, but I believe in like crystals. So like I definitely believe that like limestone has some kind of stuff. So, there is Crescent Mountain, okay? And where does the Crescent Hotel sit? Right on the top of Crescent Mountain. And what is Crescent Mountain completely made out of? Limestone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So many paranormal researchers, like, seem to believe that, like, with all this limestone, ghosts are, like, they're probably getting trapped here, like, with this energy because through the limestone. And so that's why it's so haunted. Like, that it might not be that haunted if it wasn't on the Limestone Mountain.
Yeah. I mean, if that's true and limestone really does trap it, then that would definitely make sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. It's, like, a really crazy out there thought, but it actually kind of makes a little bit of sense. So, you know. Okay, but another crazy part of the story is that there's this, like, strange recurring phenomenon, okay, that goes on the third floor. So, the hotel today, it like on the third floor, it actually connects to this like annex building. But this was actually only there because of when it was a hospital. So this would be like how the nurses would like get across from different, like from the hospital side to like the kind of like health resort side, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it's kind of just used as a gateway, but like today, like it's not really, you know, used that much unless you're doing something like in the annex building, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, some say that is actually a portal to the other side. Why? I don't know, but that's just what they say. And many guests have grown faint and a lot of them even completely passing out when they go towards this like connection piece of building, like that connects the two pieces. So like literally over 30 people have experienced this all in the exact same spot on the third floor. Like the exact same spot in the room too. Oh. Just completely randomly pass out. Like feeling completely fine, pass out. All in the same spot.
Oh my God.
And luckily when they do pass out, it usually doesn't last long, but that's still like super weird. Like that's weird. And nobody has been able to like determine like what's going on with that. Even still to this day. So that's like, that's weird. It's a little spooky. A little spooks magooks, if you ask me.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. And, of course, we can't go, you know, without talking about the morgue as well. Obviously, there is still the morgue in the basement, like, underneath this hotel, because it was a hospital before. It's not used as a morgue anymore, obviously, but that is apparently where the ghost of Norman Baker stays, aka Norman Baker, the OG fake doctor guy, if you don't remember.
Okay, well, that makes sense that he would stay down there because, like, that's what he was trying to hide the most, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's also, like, where he spent a lot of his time, so.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Exactly. It's disgusting. So people have reported physically, like, seeing, like, his apparition or, like, an apparition of a man, feeling extremely cold spots and being touched. And specifically, again, it's women. So, disgusting. Yeah. So as I said, like, police found, like, countless specimens, like, when he was, like, you know, arrested and that he had taken from his cancer patients. So, you know, yeah. And it's said that possibly, I don't think you can just go down there, like, if you're, like, staying at the hotel. I think you have to have special permission. But it's, like, a legend that some of his, like, specimens are still down there. So I don't know if that is true, but I really hope it's not true.
See, I was thinking that, though, because, like, you said that he put them all down there because he didn't want anyone to know, right? Where did they take them out? Outside?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, know if they did. I just don't know if they did. I just don't know. So, you
know, that's... They got a crematorium down there, too?
I don't think so. So, you know, that's a mystery in and of itself. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Okay. So, now, let's come to today. Well, at least as close as today as I can possibly, you know, get. The last, like, serious action that I have found from the Crescent Hotel is from... actually 2021, okay, so just last year, very recent, and it is a picture. I just texted it to you so you can see it, okay? And in this photo, it's captured and it shows, like, a full body apparition, and the picture was actually taken in the Crystal dining room in the hotel. And I just want to say, it does kind of look like the outline of a human.
Okay.
But also, it could just be, I feel like, a smudge or dust, like, that looks like a human. But apparently this specific picture, like, in 2021 was, like, researched and analyzed by, like, a bunch of people who knows how to do, like, picture stuff and editing. And they were like, it's not Photoshopped. It's definitely not Photoshopped. But is it an apparition? And I'm like, honestly, probably. Like, probably.
Okay. I see this picture that you just sent me.
Yeah.
Where am I supposed to be looking?
Okay. So, for one, I'm sorry that it's bad quality because I literally took a picture of my computer screen. but, so, if you zoom in, it's like right above the chair, the main chair in the middle.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you zoom into it, you can see the more, like, it more looks like a body when you zoom in.
It does.
Like, when you're standing back, it does kind of look like a circle, but when you zoom in, it kind of looks like a man wearing a jacket and a hat.
Yeah, no, it does.
And, like, a tie.
We need to post this one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And, like, the real picture, not this screenshot.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to send me that.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, have that so you can see it. Yeah, it kind of gave me the chills. Like, it could be fake, but I kind of believe that it's real. Because also, if you really start to look at it, he does kind of look like he's wearing, like, older clothes. Like, specifically the hat that it kind of looks like he's wearing is giving not this time period. So,
I feel like it's definitely him.
I know. I'm like, oh, that's just because, like, is it Michael? Is it, like, I mean, it could be so many people. Is it, like, Norman Baker? I don't know. I don't like it, though. I don't like it. I don't even care if it's a good ghost.
Creepy. I don't know. I just want to go with it's the doctor, the fake doctor.
The doctor. Ugh, I just don't want to look at him. That's why I don't want it to be him.
true.
So, today, you can stay at the hotel, you know, as a regular hotel. Or they also have ghost tours. So you, like, don't actually have to stay there if you don't want to. You could just go on the ghost tour. And also, I don't have a picture. Tragically, I should have sent it to you as well, Savannah. But when I first saw the picture of this place, like, from the outside, guys, genuinely, I got horrible vibes from looking at it. It is so scary looking.
What?
It just looks,
is it really?
It is. It just looks so, like, old. And it just looks exactly like how you think a haunted house would look like. But, like, a haunted mansion hospital, hotel.
This place is so many different things. That's just, and it's,
It is. And it's no wonder there's so much activity. Like, guys, it's she said, I've been there, I've done that, I've done it all, baby. And yeah, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, literally all the famous ghost shows, they've all been here. All claim to see some crazy stuff. So, you know, I didn't watch the episodes, but if you want to go watch them, you'll probably see some crazy stuff. But yeah, that is the legend of the Crescent Hotel.
I loved that. Thank you. Also hated it, but you know.
You know, that is normally how it goes around here. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, no, definitely. You guys have to go see our Instagram this week. Like, if any week, you need to go see, because I need the opinions on the picture. Like, yeah, do you guys think it's real?
I'm excited to see the front of this place.
Yes, yes. I'm going to show you right after so you can see it. Because it's spooks my goose. For real. It kind of gives, like, imagine Vecna's house, but, like, humongous because it's obviously a hotel.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's, like, very dark wood, and I think that's what makes it, like, creepy to me. Like, I guess when, so. Like, it's, like, dark. But, yes, so definitely go follow us on Instagram, look at our pictures, and like our things, and comment, please. And also, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah. But, oh, also, before we get out of here, please go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm begging of you.
Yes.
I'm literally begging of you.
Before we go, I want to mention that, you know, the Phillies are in the World Series.
Okay, yeah.
And that is coming up on Halloween, actually.
Oh, is it on Halloween? All right, guys, you heard it first. This is now a sports podcast.
No, I just need to bring it up because, you know, Philly sports are doing really good. And I'm just,
they really are, actually. They really are. People are freaking pumped.
Yeah. Pumped. They actually, they oiled the lamppost and stuff.
Oh my god!
Poles in Philly, so people don't climb them. But people started really climbing them anyway.
Oh, so, yeah. Honestly, if you take a towel, you can probably get the oil off. Like, I'm not telling you how to do it, but like, you could definitely do it.
Exactly.
They gotta celebrate, you know.
Yeah, but anyways, I'll be rooting for them. So
me too, just through you and only because of you.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Actually, for my birthday, Garrett got me a hoodie that says Bird Gang for the Eagles.
I love that. I really love that.
Because everyone, to cheer for the Eagles, everyone says, go Birds.
Go Birds.
So, Bird Gang.
Bird Gang. I love that.
So, yeah, anyways.
Well, anyways. And that concludes our sports podcast. Maybe permanently. We'll see. Probably not, honestly.
I mean, if the Philly sports keep giving... good then. I honestly don't even watch. I'm just like, get Savannah, proud.
That is of so these. Fake. Yeah. That is so
I,
fake.
It is fake. It's fake. But I might watch World Series.
You okay? I feel like you really might need to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's really all I have for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week. Happy Halloween.
All right, cue the music.